Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Friday congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on being elected as the leader of NDA Parliamentary Party, BJP Parliamentary Party and the leader of the Lok Sabha. Congratulations to PM Narendra Modi ji on being unanimously chosen as the leader of Bharatiya Janata Party, Parliamentary Party, leader of the NDA Parliamentary Party and leader of the Lok Sabha, Khandu posted on X. Khandu, who along with Deputy Chief Minister Joanna Men was present at the Central Hall of the Old Parliament Building in New Delhi when Modi was elected as the leader of NDA Parliamentary Party, added, "We shall continue to work to achieve the goal of inclusive Viksit Bharat by 2047. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Joanna Men today extended their hearty congratulations to Robin Hibu on being promoted to the Director General of Police. Hibu is the first Indian Police Service officer from Arunachal Pradesh and is currently serving as a Special Commissioner of Delhi Police. Khandu said Hibu's promotion as DGP, the first officer from the state to achieve this rank, comes as heartening news. Warm congratulations. Keep serving the nation with devotion and dedication, Khandu said in a social media post. Upper Assam Deputy Commissioner Hage Lailang has sought People's Corporation to eradicate the drug menace from the society, saying that the administration, the police and NGOs alone cannot do it without common man's support. Addressing an awareness meet on ill effects of drugs and substance abuse at the Yingkiong Government Higher Secondary School on Friday, the DC underlines the need for educating children about the ill effects of drugs and substance abuse, which has become a threat to the society. He said that the district administration and the police are always vigilant and have done tremendous work to keep the district drug-free and make it a better place to live in. The extended Congress Working Committee meeting has unanimously passed a resolution requesting Rahul Gandhi to assume the role of leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha. Addressing a press conference following the CWC meeting in New Delhi today, senior Congress leader K.C. Venugopal said that the CWC believes Rahul Gandhi's leadership will build a strong and vigilant opposition. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh added that the recent elections serve as a booster dose for the Congress party. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has expressed gratitude to all returning officers and district election officers for discharging their responsibilities during the Lok Sabha elections through promptitude and accuracy. He said they have not only kept Election Commission's faith but have enhanced the institutional prestige. In a letter to all DEOs and ROs, Kumar urged them to document the challenges, responses and success stories. He also urged them to convey the EC's appreciation and thanks to entire election machinery in their districts. The CEC also expressed his gratitude to the police for enforcing Commission's vision of free, fair, peaceful and transparent election with utmost precision. In the run-up to International Day of Yoga, Information and Broadcasting Ministry will organize a variety of program activities to create awareness about the common yoga protocol along with awareness about the benefits of practicing yoga. Public service broadcaster Prasar Bharati will broadcast and telecast different programs through Doordarshan and Akashwani network. The ministry said Doordarshan will broadcast programs and interviews with yoga experts along with telecasting special live morning shows. Akashwani will broadcast programs to promote yoga as a way of life and for the overall wellness of people in collaboration with Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga. Yoga sessions will be organized at panchayats, Anganwadi centers and schools covering around 2 lakh locations under the Har Angan Yoga Initiative. The National Testing Agency has said that the whole process of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test 2024 has been very transparent and the integrity of the examination throughout the country was not compromised. The examination was held on 5th of May and the result was declared on 4th of June. Addressing media in New Delhi over the issue raised by the candidates, Director General NTA Subodh Kumar Singh said that there was no paper leak. He said the issue concerning the NEET exam is relaxed to 6 centres and 1,600 candidates who have lost their time due to wrong distribution of question paper. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.